We would like to speak to you about two things. We have spoken to you about displacement before, which is to say that rather than war with something that you do not want to be in your life, you want to displace it with an energy that you do want to be in your life. So what this means is that we must focus more on honoring. You are all familiar with the voice that tells you that you are not enough or that you should have done this or that or the other. And it can stay with you for much longer than you wish it would stay with you. But rather than fight that voice, we want to speak to you about how to displace it. So there are three things that we want to avoid: trying to get it right, worried that we get it wrong, and trying to be perfect. Those are the three things that critical voice feeds on. And it feeds just about equally on each of those things. And when that voice gets all of that power that we give it, which we do not mean to give it, but we do, then we have a problem because we want to fight it. We want to say, no, I am not bad, and yes, I am perfect, and yes, this is good, and that battle simply makes that voice louder. So that cannot be what we are looking at if we want to find peace in our lives and if we want to grow in the way we want to grow. Now, it is when the argument for all of that is gone, when we are not arguing, when we clear the space, then we can make a space for honoring. And once again, we are, of course, untrained in honoring. And even the word has a strange sound to us. That is because we were not taught anything about it. But when you think about the fact that the universe created you exactly as you should be, and you look at your early training or even the culture itself, and you realize that you were taught to basically attack what the universe created, then you begin to see that we need to add another skill to what is going on in our lives, and that skill is honoring. Now, when we honor ourselves, it needs to be natural, but it needs to be regular. It needs to be something that we must become disciplined about. But it does not need to be right, wrong, or perfect. Those things just need to move out of our emotional vocabulary altogether. So what it is to honor yourself, if you think about the universe creating you in the way that you are, what is it that the universe put in you? What gifts did the universe give you? What powers, what strength, what did the universe give you that you can choose to honor? Now, some of this is going to feel a little odd, as we said before, because we were not taught about any of this. But we want you to think about this. Do you honor your intelligence? And that is not just taking your intelligence for granted, but to look at an intelligent thing you have done and stop. And stop and say, oh, that was smart of me. I am glad I made that choice. That worked out well. Now, again, this is going to feel not natural. We are usually just relieved that we were smart. We usually are not in a situation where we actually our honoring of our intelligence. But the truth of it is, if you made yourself aware every day of a place where your intelligence is working well, and you could say, I am so happy that the universe gave me that. I am happy that I am using it. Now you are moving into the realm of honoring. There is that connection between how you were created and your recognition of how you were created. Now, of course, we could go on to so many other areas, and hopefully that is exactly what we will do. But remember that when you honor what you were given, that is the information that will displace that critical voice, that will displace the doubt. But the honoring must happen regularly, and it in many areas of your life. And even if at the beginning it seems unnatural, remember that you are basically honoring a gift that you were given. And if you can put those two things together, you can begin to build this structure that no longer needs that voice to tell you what is wrong with you or what all of the things that voice has to say. So we are going to make a link between our awareness of how the universe created us and our appreciation of that in as many areas of our lives as we can possibly touch. So we are going to take a few moments, speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. And where your breath goes, healing goes. Feel the air around you fill with the blue of peace, and breathe in that peace. Exhale fear. And feel the energy of love and rose all around you. And breathe in love. And exhale limitation. Feel a warm rain falling all around the outside of your body, and let it wash away the stress. Let it wash away the pain. Let it wash away anything you are holding that prevents you from growing and creating. Release. Now feel a bright sun in your heart and feel the energy of that sun growing the garden in your heart, sending light to places that need the light and moving the places that may have been dark into the light. And feel the heart and the garden begin to grow. Feel the rays of the sun begin to move down into the solar plexus. And let that golden light displace the emotions that you do not wish to carry, that you do not need to carry. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the second center. And let the sun's rays displace shame and judgment, moving them out of your body and out of your field. And feel the sun's rays move down through your body and into the root. And let the sun's rays leave light in the root that will help you begin to grow what you wish to create. Coming to your heart again, feel the sun's rays come up into your throat and let them displace any communication that comes from a bad voice. So now when you speak the things that honor you. Feel the sun's rays move up through your body and into the third eye. And feel the third eye come alive and become clear and energized and able to see intuitively, deeply, what is in you and what is outside of you. Feel the sun's rays come up into your crown and open that crown so that your crown is open to your gifts, to the power that gave you those gifts, to the honor you are intended to bestow upon those gifts. Now feel the sun's energy move outside of your body to make a field that protects you and draws to you all that is yours. and move your attention into your heart. And see your gifts in the garden of your heart. Know them. See your wisdom, your intelligence, your kindness, your skills. And know that all these gifts are in your garden, cared for and honored and grown by you. And there is a place where there is water, peaceful and beautiful and deep. And reach into that water and bring out the gift that honors all your gifts. And resting the mind, know that gift. Begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.